everybody.
Hello.
What a great way to greet our guests.
Hello, everybody. Here's our podcast calendar. We don't have time for this.
We're on a tight schedule. This daily show is kicking our ass. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Podmas Day 10.
Holy.
We're not even halfway done yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that, like, it feels like it's been going on a lot longer than it has.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
But, like, I also feel like we just started this.
At Ladies Night, Amanda said she listens to the Podmas episodes, and she's like, I don't know how you do it. And like, I just kind of whispered to her, I was like, we bulk record them. But even with the bulk records, like, we do it multiple times a week, so it still feels like a lot of podcasting.
Yeah.
But I would rather do it segmented than, like, just podcast for 3 hours and cut it up. Because, like, you get tired after a certain point.
It's also fun because I get to hang out with you all the time.
Aww. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Well, it is Friday. So it is regular Intoxicated release day. So check out the other main episode with Scott McLean this week. It's a doozy.
You need to check it out.
Oh boy.
Oh buddy.
I
love, anyways, this isn't an intro. Why am I treating this like an intro? It's okay.
The Scott episodes always get good feedback, and people love the Scott episodes. So I think you'll like this one. It's a good one. But we're not talking about Scott. We're talking about hot takes today on Podmas.
Ooh, hot take Friday.
Hot take Friday. Okay, you have a hot take.
Apparently, you don't like this hot take, and I'm very offended.
I just think most people agree, but, like, maybe I'm wrong. So what is your hot take?
My hot take, that's not really a hot take. It's like a warm take, I guess, that all water tastes different.
Right.
And just, like, I think all tap water tastes different. I think all bottled water tastes different.
Tap water, like, you think all tap water tastes different? But you can generally tell it's tap water.
I think tap water coming from a sink and tap water coming, like, the sink in the kitchen coming from the sink in the bathroom versus coming from the sink in the bathroom tastes different.
Yeah, that's true. Slightly.
That's because the sink in the bathroom and the toilet share the same pipeline, I think, or something.
That freaks me out. So
you're just drinking toilet water. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
That's wild.
I think someone told me that once.
The only reason I don't think that's a hot take is I think most people would agree with you.
But people argue with me all the time on that.
They must not have taste buds, because how can you not tell the difference between tap water and Brita filter? We should do a water taste test sometime with you. And I should get, like,
that toilet would be, water, tap
we're
water.
We're really, really stretching for content, aren't we? Toilet water!
That'd be so fun, though! But
water.
Did I say toilet water?
Yes, you did. Just scoop up some toilet water. Drink it, bitch.
Yeah. Does this taste any different?
This is what I'll say, and this is, like, maybe my hot take, is, like, I think those, you know those, like, special waters you see that are, like, overpriced and they're like, this is alkaline water. There's no way that shit is actually any good, is it? I feel like those are bullshit.
Here's the thing.
Water's water.
Fiji water and, like, Smart water, they taste a lot, I want to say cleaner. I don't know if that's the right word or not.
I do like Fiji.
I love Fiji water. I'm obsessed. Versus, like, Aquafina, is that what it's called? And, like, Dasani and stuff like that. Like, they taste like,
right.
It tastes kind of weird.
Does smart water actually have, like electrolytes and shit in it? Or, like,
no.
What does it have in it that makes it smart water? Do we not?
It's just
smart. I just feel like so much of those water things are, like, it's just branding and aesthetics, and, like, it's the idea that you're drinking something that's better than average that, like, makes people buy it. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's
pal.
Okay. I mean, like, honestly, like, I would, if it was Fiji or Dasani, I would take Fiji for sure.
Yeah. It tastes
guilty.
Better.
It does.
But maybe I'm just, you know, masked by the marketing.
What's the thing with Dasani and why it's so bad?
It tastes like shit.
I've never really noticed.
Like, it has a weird off taste to it.
It's same plasticky? Thing with,
like, chemically almost.
Oh, gross.
That's what I find anyways. And, like, really cheap water, like the cheap water you can get for like 77 cents or whatever.
Oh, like the big, that's, the big eight
yeah,
water.
Yeah, the big eight water.
Oh, I don't like, yeah, it makes, you swallow it and then your mouth feels, yeah, there's an aftertaste.
Like I'm still thirsty.
Yeah. I like Aquafina.
Aquafina's all right.
Okay, what's your favorite water?
Fiji water.
Okay, gotcha.
Fiji, I drink, there's this really fancy water that comes in like a cylinder. I think it's called like,
Smart water?
It starts with a V.
Oh, Visco?
Visco? I love
Visco. Sure, let's go with that.
I love Visco.
Some more hot takes. We did... you'll have to listen to a lot of the Scott episode to get to this point. But Joe Rogan. We both agree on this one. Not as bad as people think.
I actually really like Joe Rogan.
Why do you like him?
I just like how real he is and like how he doesn't care what other people think. He just like, he thinks what he thinks and that's it. You know what I mean?
And he'll say it out loud. And sometimes, even if it's dumb sometimes.
I don't agree with everything that he says.
Yeah. We'll preface this by saying that. We do not.
Because there are some things where I'm like, Joe.
Come
on.
Yeah.
He's also a really good host.
Yeah.
The questions that he asks are hard hitting and like he just like he gets to the core of it and just like, yeah.
And it really takes a talent to sit for that long with people like I said to Scott, like the wide range of guests that he has on. He has scientists and comedians and actors and musicians and you know what I mean? Like just people from all these different
all over the globe.
Areas. And it's like, yeah, it takes talent to interview for 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours sometimes.
And to keep people engaged for that long too.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. So I would agree. I do not think, okay, like, and this is what I'll say. I don't think he's as bad as people make him out to be, but I also don't think he's as good as people make him out to be. So like I put him in the, like, I take him with a grain of salt. I really appreciate what he does and his talent. And I mostly listen to his shows for the guests, to be honest. But like I admire, how can I not admire him? I'm in podcasting. I have like it's
yeah.
He is our god. No, I'm just joking. Do not post this out of context. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I don't really understand when people don't like him. Like I guess like because he's controversial and stuff like that. But
yeah, just the things he says, just the stupid things that come out of your mouth. But like people have to realize like long form conversation. Sometimes you get to a point where it's just stream of consciousness, and you're just saying things, and. Sometimes you literally forget you're being recorded. And
plus he smokes a lot of weed.
So
like he probably just forgets.
Yeah. I mean, his logic can be weird sometimes and he can be a bit bizarre, but I would agree. He's not as bad as people make him out to be.
Yeah.
It's this like kind of trendy thing in culture right now to like really shit on him.
Yeah.
And it's just funny to me because I'm just like, guys, he doesn't, number one, he doesn't care. He's not even looking. He has this thing where he doesn't read the comments. He doesn't look at social media.
Well, he doesn't have to.
And he's just having fun interviewing these people and like going to sleep on his pillow of money. Like,
exactly.
And it's like, if we were more like that, we would all have pillows of money too. But we're not.
Have you seen his stand up before?
No, I haven't.
It's very, I don't
know. Duty?
Very duty.
Yeah.
Very duty.
I would think so. Just based on his energy. One of my hot takes is that you don't have to say thank you. You don't have to say thank you when you exit the bus. You disagree.
I do disagree. Because how will they know that you left? That's my mom's logic. She's like, you have to say thank you when you leave a store or get off the bus because how will they know you left?
You know, I hadn't thought of that. I guess I could see it in those long, really long buses where at the very back. But like if it's just like a two-door bus, like front and back bus, like they'll see you leave. They should be looking.
Also, thank you for not killing me. Thank you for getting me to my destination safely.
I think it's nice to say thank you, but I don't think it should be this thing that you have to do.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
You know, like, because it's the baseline of their job to drive a bus and open a door. That's baseline.
See, my thing is that, like, they're still doing a job, though, right? Like, if you're going to thank your fast food worker, you should thank your bus driver as well. You know what I mean? Because, like, the fast food worker's job is to serve you food. and not spit in your food. And they typically do that 90% of the time.
Right. I mean, I guess that's a good point. But it's, I don't know. I just, I'm rarely in the mood to say that, like, to talk out loud when I'm getting off a bus.
I get it. Yeah.
Do you say thank you every time?
I don't know. I want to say yes.
Okay.
But like,
sometimes you don't.
Sometimes I forget.
And do you think that the bus driver is going home going, people hate me?
Yeah. I do say bye, though. Or like, I'll say, no. Or just kind of like, thank you.
Maybe I'll message my friend. I know someone who's a bus driver, and get his opinion on what he thinks of people who don't say thank you.
Also, a lot of people, like most people who take the bus, don't say thank you.
This is what I'll say when I get off. If I'm purposely, for whatever reason, getting off at the front door, which you shouldn't do, go back door at all times.
Really?
Yeah, if you're exiting, should be back. Because people are getting on and you don't want to tie up the people. So you going to the back door is just efficient.
See, I don't take the bus very often. I always go to the front door and hope for the best. Don't do that.
If you're close to the front, maybe. Yeah. But like, back door is standard.
Okay. I'll remember that next time.
If I do go at the front door, though, I'm far more likely to say thank you because I am passing them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I also feel like if every single person in front of me is going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, me not saying thank you isn't going to make that person go home and kill themselves.
But the thing is that not everybody says thank you. So
I see it constantly. I see thank yous more than non-thank yous.
Okay.
I bus every day.
Okay.
So I'm right. No.
I take your word for that because I don't know.
I'm just joking. But it is just, and tune in to the Sunday pod mess for my rant on buses. And maybe I don't say thank you because I do bus so much and I see more problems than non-problems.
Of course.
And I've dealt with a lot of not great bus drivers. So in my mind, a thank you is a tip. You know, tips are very common with any, you know, if you go for a restaurant, most people default tip a certain percentage.
Yeah.
But like with the bus, I'm like, unless you were super nice. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an asshole.
I don't know because I don't take the bus very often. I just say thank you because I feel like that's the right thing.
You're probably a better person than me, to be honest.
Never.
Another hot take, and I didn't say this to you before the episode, so
I'm nervous.
You don't know. So, okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
We all love snow days. We all love not having to be able to work, right? Halifax calls snow days far too soon. So I will use the example. People could have gone to work this morning. They could have. I was up at 7 to like check in with my work to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And it looked kind of crummy out, but it wasn't storming. I can understand starting late because like plows and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe staying home because you're literally snowed in. You can't get out. But by 11 a.m. or noon, I looked outside. It was sunny. It was plowed. And there's people like home all day because of the storm. And I just think people are too quick to call snow days.
I think,
which is wild because I reap the benefits of a snow day. But when it's storming, yes. But like when it's just there's snow on the ground.
I think a lot of it is that people just like can't get out of their driveways, like at their house and stuff like that. They can't get out of their street because they live on side streets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're lucky because we live in an apartment complex and like our place gets kind of plowed.
That's the context around this hot take. Yeah. The context is like, I just feel like people want any excuse to not work.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I want an excuse not to work this morning, but here we are.
There we go. I just think they're called really soon. Like, there was stuff canceled this evening because of snow. Because there's snow
this
on the ground.
This evening?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this evening? Is it Thursday? Wait, no, it's Friday. No, wait.
District 5 was canceled tonight.
Really?
Yeah. So that's kind of more my hot take. Like, if there's just snow on the ground... And I just feel like we're kind of weather pussies in Halifax, number one. Anytime a storm happens, we make a big fuss. Big storm coming. And it's like, yeah, it snowed. It's winter. We do this every year, you guys. This is not a new thing.
This is not new, but people
calm
do.
Calm down.
They freak out.
And that's my thing. I hate that. I'm just like, just deal with it.
It doesn't make any sense. And like also too, once there's like the teeny tiniest bit of snow on the ground,
Everything's canceled.
Everyone forgets to the drive. There's so many accidents.
That's another thing. The drivers. Whew. The drivers go nuts. And like, this is it. Just everyone take a deep breath. We're in this until March, you guys.
Yeah.
We're in...
sometimes even April.
We're into 4 to 5 months of this. Deep breaths.
So just take it easy.
Let's all
homie.
Do our best. And maybe consider just waiting a bit before you call everything off. Anyways.
I understand as a business canceling because they understand that they're not going to make the money they need to that day. So it costs them... it would cost them more money to stay open than
that's
to not.
True.
Because they know. They're like, oh, yeah, no one's going to come in because people are pussies. So let's shut down our business. But as a person who is working...
my thing is, I don't know. It was sunny today.
The roads were... okay.
It was... I looked outside and I went, it looks like a spring day out there just with snow. Everyone was like, everyone stay in. Everything's canceled.
With my puppies and my kids.
And it's like, and granted, you guys, today I didn't go out. I didn't see the roads. I don't know how they were. I don't know how long the plows took. So I don't know.
Yeah, I had to walk up to McDonald's this morning because my cab driver told me he couldn't get into our street because it wasn't plowed yet. And I was like, okay. So I walked up there. He was like, yeah, we'll be there in 45 minutes. It was bad. Like, the sidewalks weren't plowed yet. This is at 8 a.m. And like, the roads were kind of plowed, but like still slippery. Luckily, there was no cars in the road at that time because, again, everyone stayed home. But like, I got to McDonald's and the cab called me. He's like, we don't have any drivers today.
Also, the buses didn't start until 11.
Until
but then
later.
At 11, they started. And in my mind, I'm like, there you go. Transportation's working. People can find ways.
Our street didn't get plowed until like 11.
Really?
And it wasn't even like good plowed. It was still really hard to get down.
Oh, that's annoying. Anyways, yeah. That's just it. My hot take is just, I think people overreact to the weather.
Absolutely.
And I just think, like, if I don't know, just consider more factors when you're calling things off. I'm really lucky because I have a job that I can easily do from home, so it's not so much a big deal for me.
Yeah, sucks for us people who have to go into work.
Exactly. But there's some jobs where you don't get paid, if you know what I mean.
I wouldn't have gotten paid today if I didn't go
into
work.
So like, for the people relying on the money, calling a snow day because it snowed, not because it's bad.
Most businesses, though, if they call a snow day because the weather is bad, they typically pay their employees, typically.
That's good. They better. Because that would be my thing, right?
Yeah. My mom, once it's like, if there's like a slight flurry in the sky, she's like, I can't go anywhere. It's snowing. I'm like, Mom, it's not snowing. There was one flurry. It's okay. She's like, no, but nope, that's... cancel everything. So she falls into that category, too.
And listen, Sarah's mom, what's her name again?
Christina,
love you to death. Love you. You are, I know so many people like that too.
Yeah.
It's just, we gotta be more resilient. Let's just try.
Let's just try.
What if like day after tomorrow happens and like,
well, we'd be
who's
fucked?
Gonna be, I've like walked to the bus in snow. Like, you know how they don't pave the sidewalks all the time?
Oh, you mean like this morning?
Trekked to like, when I used to work like the Westin and hotels and shit that never close. They just never do. You gotta go and work. You gotta go. I've trekked in like in snow, like up to my knees. And I've just, I've hated every minute, but I dealt with it.
That was me this morning. And then my boss called me and she was like, I'm going to come get you. And I was like, I already trucked through the snow this morning and I'm waiting for my cab outside. She's like, I'm going to come get you. Please.
We all just have to remember that when it snows, we need more time, need to do everything early because it's going to take longer to get to where we're going.
Yeah. Dustin left at 5 o'clock this morning. I was like, you don't need to leave that early.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, that's it for Hot Takes. Hot Take Friday.
Woo woo.
we are done. So thank you guys for tuning in.
We are done. Goodbye.
We're on to the next one. Yeah, so thanks so much for tuning in and talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.